Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, this is Calvin calling with Foundation. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, I was shot an email over by one of my associates, Kip Fawcett, said that he had spoken with you about a potential partnership. I just wanted to reach out and see if I could get you a little bit more info, or maybe we can have a discussion around it if you had a free moment.
Yeah, of course. Just give me 1 second to wrap up an email.
Sure, no problem.
All right, and you said your name was Calvin, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, do you work, are you like an ISO representative, or do you work with the ISO relationships?
Yeah, I'm the VP of Partnership Development here, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with several brokers. We also have obviously much bigger partners. We're strictly partner-based, so that's how we drive our business.
Okay.
But tell me a little bit about you guys. I know that I looked at your website for a little bit, and I'm familiar with what you guys do, but are you currently working with some alternative lenders out there?
Correct. Yeah, so Bank of Cardiff, we're based out of San Diego. We have about 60 employees in office between here and Orange County. So on average, we fund around $3 million in new originations each month, and those deals are a blend of equipment finance and working capital transactions. What makes us different is that our average deal size is about $100K, and we advertise ourselves to, the lenders that we work with, as well as our customers, on fast turnaround time and easy communication.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So go ahead. You were talking about some of the lenders that you currently work with.
Correct. Yeah. So currently, we do have relationships with OnDeck, BizFi, Winset Capital, Ascentium Capital. And then on the equipment side, we are working with Financial Pacific Leasing, Pawnee, Ascentium as well, Access Capital, just to name a few of our resources.
Okay. Good. And did Kip reach out to you, or did you reach out to him? How did that whole conversation transpire?
Yeah, I actually reached out to him, I looked up the company online, and that was mainly because with the customers that we've been dealing with, we've actually seen some inquiries on their credit report, as well as just some ACHs out of the bank account from Foundation.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted to get to know a little bit more about your product and see if you would be compatible with our business needs.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously I actually used to work at OnDeck, so I'm very familiar with them.
Okay.
So I know how they operate. In terms of our technology, in terms of our process, we're virtually the same as you would experience at an OnDeck. We have a portal.
Okay.
The underwriting process is for the most part automated, except for our bigger deals. The major difference between us and them, obviously, is we offer a completely different product. So we offer a straight term loan that can go out to 4 years. We typically stay within the realm of, 20,000 to 500,000, but, we've gone up to $1 million if the situation calls for it. So we're backed by a private equity fund, Garrison Investments, that, if we need additional capital or we have a business that comes through that certainly would fit the mold for it, we can go higher. We do not operate off of a daily payment. We're a bi-monthly payment, so twice a month is a payment that comes out of the account.
Okay.
And our requirements, and I'll send this to you when we get off the phone, our requirements are a little bit different too, obviously. Our average credit score is around 700.
Right.
So we like a minimum typically around like 620 is as low as we'll go. So we're a little bit upstream in terms of who we work with.
Sure.
We like to see, reasonably in your business. So anywhere from 2 years and on, our average time of business is around 5 years.
Okay.
So do you guys have business that's coming through that you guys can't place at, say, an OnDeck, that people don't want a daily payment, or the the factor rate's a little too high. Again, our rates are APR based, so we're anywhere from, you know, 7% APR up to 20% APR. So we're much, in terms of the cost, we're much less as well.
Okay. And so as a result with the APR rate, how do brokers make commission in this relationship? How many points do you allow on a particular transaction?
So it starts at 2. It just comes out of the origination fee. So typically our origination fee is anywhere from 3 to 4 points.
Okay.
2 will always go to whoever's submitting the deal. We have with our bigger partners that are doing, you know, substantial volume, you know, 500 to a million a month, we can push that up to 3 points.
Okay.
So that's about as high as we'll go, and then there's also bonus structures in place for, you know, volume anywhere above that.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I was just interested in your product, just in the fact that, you know, you guys don't do the daily ACH. We always have people coming to us that are looking for more of like a monthly or, you know, bi-monthly would certainly work for some of our customer base.
Sure.
And then I think like the longer term definitely helps out. The lenders that we work with currently, like a Can Capital, for example, I think their max term is 24 months, and that's kind of what we're seeing with OnDeck as well. So just to have some of those longer term options, I think would be appealing to some of our customer base.
Yeah, for sure. We'd certainly love a chance to, you know, work with you and see, so you can kind of get an idea as to, you know, the types of businesses that we go after. And obviously it's never bad to have another kind of offering within your portfolio that you can offer your clients in case, you know, they don't want to go for, you know, an equipment lease or an OnDeck type of loan.
Exactly. So you guys would only do first positions then, is that correct? Or refinance second to be in first?
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have any. I know that OnDeck has a requirement that I think it's 50%. The client has to net 50% additional capital on top of their current balances.
Right.
We can just do a straight refi.
Okay.
So if somebody has, you know, $100,000 balance, we can refi that. Obviously, we can give them additional capital on top, but it's not a necessity to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely we like to kind of compare ourselves to, you know, bank quality. Obviously, our rates are a little bit higher, but in terms of the term and how the loan kind of works, it's a little bit more traditional than your typical online
working
business or online working capital loan.
Okay. All right. As far as industry goes, do you guys have restricted industries as well? You know, we have a lot of lenders who can't do, like, you know, auto sales or advertising agencies is another big one.
Yeah, we have some restricted industries. It's not too heavy of a list. I'll send it over to you when we get off the phone here. What is your email address, Amy?
My email address is A C H E W. It's H U at bankofcardiff.com. And would we be needing to complete like an ISO contract in order to submit deals to you? Something else to look over?
Yeah, for sure. So I can send you kind of an example of our partnership agreement. If you want to take a look at that?
Sure.
If you have any questions, obviously reach out to me. The process is pretty simple to get onboarded. It's just the partner agreement, and then there's like a little questionnaire. And it's all done via DocuSign, and then once you're set up with us, I'll set you up with the portal, and you can kind of play around in there. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. I'll send you
kind of an onboarding deck as well. It'll give you a little bit more of a detailed breakdown of kind of our process and product and kind of where we fit within the market.
Sure.
And then I'll send you kind of that one-page quick underwriting guide that shows our minimums that you can use as a reference and along with the agreement. And then I'll follow up with you a little bit later this week. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works great. While I have you on the phone, something I guess I haven't touched on yet is what's like your funding process like? Can you advise, like, you know, maybe turnaround time from underwriting to approval to funding, and, you know, what we can expect there?
Yeah, for sure. So smaller deals, anything 100,000 and under, you know, we've done in as little as 4 hours. Obviously, that's if we get everything up front, and you know that we're only as quick as the client is.
Right.
Typically, you can expect, if we have everything up front, it'll be around 48 to 72-hour turnaround.
Okay.
If we need to move quicker, obviously we can if there's a certain circumstance. You'll find that we kind of have a little bit more of a human element process to the back end of our underwriting. So
okay.
We take a look at any deal over $100,000. We take a look at tax returns as well.
Gotcha.
So we're gonna look at cash flow a little bit more than just deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say, you know, for a larger deal, if we're gonna have an exposure of, you know, $300,000 to $500,000, probably bank on about 5 days for funding.
Okay.
Just because we need to take a little bit heavier of a look at it. But again, if the client's responsive and we're getting documents up front, then, you know, it can be as short as 72 hours.
Okay. And so what are your standard submission requirements? Does that vary on deal size as well, or is it just looking at an application in banks, tax return?
It does. Good question. So anything under $100,000, we'll just require 3 bank statements and an application.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything above that, we need to see 3 bank statements, 2 most recent tax returns, so right now 2015, 2014. And then in some cases, it'll be dependent on the deal, but we'll request it up front so you don't have to keep going back to your client or not. We'll request, you know, financials, so profit and
loss,
things like that.
Okay.
That's especially for the larger deals.
All right, that's pretty standard with, you know, deal size as well. When we're submitting to like a Biz 5 for $500K, for example, they like to see full financials up front.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be pretty involved in the process. So again, my role here is just partnership development. So once we have a couple deals in the system, you'll be assigned kind of an account manager or CRM manager, as we call them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be kind of your resource to use on a day-to-day basis. So if you have any questions, they'll be handling every deal coming through.
Okay.
And we can establish a strategy up front, whether or not you want, you know, them involved in the process, or if you guys want to handle the process, whatever it may be, you know, it's certainly predicated on, you know, kind of what you guys want to do.
Okay. And then you guys do have like a portal then. Does that mostly just include like the submission process, or is there a portal for like the funding aspect as well to, you know, get STIPs over to you guys?
Yeah, so the portal, you can submit all the documents through the portal. Right now we're in the process of revamping our portal. It should come out, I believe, beginning of July.
Uh-huh.
Our 2.0 version is a little bit more robust in terms of, you know, you can do a pre-qual. It gives you a little bit more information up front. You can still check the status of a deal, but in the new portal, you'll be able to see, you know, in real time what status
the stage is. Okay.
Exactly, and what if we need any additional documentation. But right now, you know, the portal is like I said, it's very self-explanatory. It's pretty elementary at this point. It's just, you know, you plug in all the application forms, and then you upload the documents and just hit submit, and it goes right through our system.
Okay, awesome. That sounds like
all
it's right. Pretty straightforward and would be easy for us to use.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll put this email together with the agreement as well. If you guys have any questions about the agreement or you need to discuss it, you know, we can always run it by our legal team if you guys want to redline it a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, I think this would be a great fit.
Yeah, thank you for your time. I appreciate the, you know, phone call, and I look forward to your email.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for your time. I look forward to working with you.
All right. Bye-bye, Calvin. Have a good day.
Take care, Amy.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.